Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, July 16th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host today. Before the show started, that's why the music was playing so long. We're deliberating on whether I need a new theme song, right? There are people saying, man, you need to have something that suits you, that introduces you properly. And I said, but this song is nice. I like this song. When you hear this beat, you know that C.A. Nuri is coming on next. And so Aaron was saying, give me suggestions on songs, right? And I said, I love this song, Black Like a Ta. They didn't like that one. But
is that Bohemian?
No, but it still come from my mother's country.
Okay, I mean, I could accept that.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if they would like that song on Guardian Radio.
I like...
It's too earthy.
Look what you get when you title what you got.
You saying when people get tired, what they get, they get me? That you're trying to say?
I'm saying,
yeah,
they should have stopped complaining. Now they get the real critique.
Today is Tuesday. Now, every Tuesday, you know, we have that analysis. We have our critical theologist come on. We continue in our series with Reverend Cleveland Enius III. He is in studio. I have a topic that I want him to delve in to interrogate us with. We know that Cleveland Enius is the Calhoun to the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah. I got all that right so far?
Yes.
And his religion is something called Christianity. Did I pronounce that right yet?
Christianity, yes.
I need to say Christ now. Christianity. Mm-hmm. We know that Cleveland Enius is a doctor. He has a PhD in critical theology. This is where he analyzed various religions and come to a conclusion. He came to the conclusion that religion, worship, started in Africa. Is that right so far?
Yeah, what we call religion today, it's proven that they have all borrowed from the African theology.
African theology. Mm. And that his religion, his Christianity, uses various books, sacred scrolls, come to conclusion. Sacred scrolls that other religions tend to adopt and use also. But his religion, the Christianity, has it as a woven tapestry, and in terms of worship, where it tells a African story, an African origin, an African creation story. And it goes in detail about different creation stories of different groupings. But I'm not talking about that today. Today, I want to talk about Satan. I'm able to talk about Satan early in the day.
Why would you wait for me to be here to talk about Satan, man?
I remember once upon a time, I knew a woman, right? Mm-hmm. A human rights activist, whose, what do you call it, the names be on the profile? It was Lucifer. I don't know. I'm not calling no one name, right? It's a different time. It's a different time and a different age, right? When it's being rebellious. Right? Because of...
No ganap for you, buddy.
I see you get ganap and all kind of juice. That's okay. Right? But I want to talk about that, right? Every religion, major religion, has a story about a Satan, an evil being, a Lucifer. And I want to know if the Coptic Church of the Black Messiah has a narrative of Satan. Because I don't know where Satan existed before Adam and Eve. right? I don't remember seeing any story inside the Bible. I mean, it might be. I need to read the Bible some more about the creation of Lucifer. Who was Lucifer, right? Is Lucifer and the serpent in the Garden of Eden the same thing? Or was the serpent used by Lucifer? What was Lucifer's title? What was his job? Was he really the ruler of this earth before the flood, before man came? Is it that Lucifer is jealous that this earth was given to man and say, we, men, mankind, is now control of this earth, and this is why that war, why he attacked the woman and the seed? Is it this why there's an enmity between the serpent and mankind? Is it that? And I want to explore that narrative. So that's what I'm doing today, Aaron.
Okay.
You know Lucifer?
I know the question was coming. No, I don't know Lucifer.
You know Lucifer Black, right?
How would I know that? I've never met him.
You never met him.
You sound like you are interrogating.
I'm just saying that your eye is kind of greenish. And that's what they say. I'm just saying. Coincidence.
I can say good morning to you, Eddie. Next time, she bright like the morning star. Every day is good morning.
Watch me have certain people hate me. Certain people's teeth the rainbow from us. They just taped the rainbow. But I ain't calling no names, right? Good morning, Cleveland Indians.
The third Look Reverend. What you're going to get when you're tied with
Namastu, which means I bow to the divinity within you. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Indians III, also known as Kahun Anku Sara. I'm the head priest of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah here in the Bahamas, and we are under the auspices of the Holy Coptic Church International, led by our Coptic Pope, our Barsesh, Rev. Dr. A.J. Vama. As always, I am always excited to be here with my cousins here on Guardian 96.9 FM, and I'm excited for today's conversation.
I want to know what you know about Lucifer. Did Lucifer existed before this earth was created?
So, yes, this story of Lucifer is actually within the original books of the Bible. Book number 3, it talks about this book of the story of Lucifer. But what I want people to understand is that we're not merely talking about the characters that have been introduced to us by way of Greco-Roman religion, right? We're really talking about genetics. We're really talking about star constellations. Star constellations that, in fact, have been mentioned in the Bibles that people hold today, all right? In the book of Revelation chapter 12, they talk about this war in heaven. And this war in heaven is between Michael, an archangel, and this Satan or Lucifer, this reptile, all right? And this particular Satan or Lucifer, this reptile, was from a particular star constellation called Dracos, right? So they would refer to him as the dragon. Today, even today, one of the symbols of this race of beings is a dragon or a reptile. And so what the records have shown us is that originally when this Satan or this Lucifer would have been introduced to this planet, they were more like we refer to them as we talked about the Tainin, we talked about the whales, they talk about dragons in Genesis. We mentioned that there were dragons in the book of Genesis when they talk about the great whales. When you look up the word great whales, you would see this word Tainin. You would see that they're talking about these actual dragons, right? These winged serpents that are actually on the buildings of, and we talked about this before, in Europe, even among some churches, you have these gargoyles or these winged beings that are placed on buildings that are supposed to, they say, be the house of God. All right? You can go do the research, right? So we're talking about an actual seed, right? This is actually mentioned in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where it talks about the woman's seed and the serpent's seed, right? You're not talking about some fictitious character that is on the bottle of hot sauce, right, with a tail and a pitchfork, right? You're talking about a seed that has found its way into the lineage or the actual genetics of humanity through this mixing or this tying into the vine, all right? And it has happened for many, 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 many years, all right? And so when we begin to understand or see the serpent in, let's say, the book of Genesis, you see Genesis 3, it talks about this serpent, and they said that this serpent is just the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. And this serpent, they say, begins to have a conversation with the woman. And this serpent, they say, beguiles the woman, right? And so if we're looking at it with African eyes, number one, we know serpents don't have a voice box. So this could not have been a traditional serpent. And so whoever was writing this wanted the reader to appreciate that this particular being was serpent in their nature or serpent in their heritage, whereby you did have beings who have over time become more humanoid, right? They have become more humanoid, but their agenda and their behavior has not changed. What the devil has been so crafty at doing is making sure you don't call them the devil. You'll just say sociopath or psychopath. They found ways to psychologically dress up the behavior of Satan, all right? And now because you have this way of life within what they call the melting pots, right? So we tend to follow the rules that have been put in place by the dominant culture. The dominant culture says, just free love, mix with anybody. Do what you, and I'm not just talking about black and white. I'm talking about don't even observe people's behavior. Don't even observe people's way of life. Just love who you love, right? And because we follow that narrative, we have created a world where we have, and this is a whole nother show, but we have sex out of season, whereby children are reproduced in a way whereby their genetics literally conflict, whereby their behavior is such that the elders knew that if a man was born at a certain time and a woman was born at a certain time, then there was an appointed time for them to actually have a child. If that child's behavior or that child's nature was to be balanced. This was the issue that they had with Cain and Abel. Cain was a little bit too disagreeable, and Abel was a little bit too agreeable. Whereby, when Cain threatened Abel, he didn't take it serious enough to the point where he died. And they understood, we have to tweak this formula. This is why they then, when you read Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and they say they took the dust of the earth, and then they ultimately formed, they say they formed man out of the dust of the earth. The dust of the earth was not talking about actual dirt. They were talking about the blood of four different tribes. Two tribes coming out of the White and Blue Nile, and two tribes coming out of the Tigris and Euphrates River. The tribes that were coming out of the Tigris and Euphrates River, they were agreeable, but what's the best way to describe them? You couldn't push them over. They were disagreeable in so far as they weren't pushovers. Whereas the tribes from the Nile River Valley were more agreeable. So they were trying to find a way to create a new Adam that would have a more balanced behavior, right? I'm saying all of this in the context of talking about Satan, because who we eventually call this Lucifer, they'll say a light bearer, right? The light that this Lucifer bears is an amber light, because you had originally what was called a black light or the true light. The light shineth in the darkness, but the darkness comprehendeth it not. But that black light split, and that black light became a green light and an amber light. And that green light was more indicative of what today in science we call magnetism, and the amber light is more indicative of what we call electricity. All right, they both have the ability to influence. They both have the ability to affect if their surroundings, but the nature of them is different in so far as they are on different vibrations or frequencies of the light spectrum, right? Or I'm putting all this on the table because I don't just want people to think, yeah, we talking about the devil like we just read in the Bible. We talking about actual genetics. You're talking about actual a person who had a bipolar dysfunction, all right? That's talked about in the records. So when we speak as the Holy Coptic Church, I don't want us to ever mistake this conversation as a speculative rant or some type of rhetoric. There are schools that we once called the angelic mystery schools that today we refer to as universities that actually exist. I'm a part of it. We actually sit and we discuss and we actually read and we actually look at languages and we actually have a guide that assists us with looking at these records and then being able to, tracing the past, blueprinting the present, in order to foretell the future. In order to retrace the past, you have to look at the actual records that are available. All right? The Gilgamesh epics and the Amarna records and the Atrahasis, and we can go on and on and on. We've done it before on this show. Those records actually exist. But we as a people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not for lack of church, not for lack of belief, not for lack of Jesus Christ. We are destroyed, according to the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, for a lack of knowledge. We do not like to take the time and study to show ourselves approved. And this is why we are suffering today.
So, Pastor Clinton, you start preaching now. I'm going to go back. Who is this Lucifer character? You mentioned the Dragon or Draco, thanks, Ram. You're saying that there were a group of beings that came from whatever this realm and came towards Earth? Is that what you're saying?
So I mentioned Revelation 12 because this is where they say this war takes place, right? In that war has been perpetual. In the records, they talk about and I'm saying it in a way that people can do the research. In Revelation chapter 21, it talks about a new Jerusalem, right? That new Jerusalem, being a planet-sized ship, came through the solar system periodically for many years. On one of its trips, as they came through and as they go through any solar system, they're logging the solar system. What you will find, and you can do the research on this through NASA, is that the planet Uranus and Neptune, they're identical or twin planets. When they came through this solar system, they did not see those planets as two planets. They saw it as one planet as they were coming through. And so in one of their visits through this solar system, the planet that they thought was one planet seemed to have a bulge whereby they actually hit one of these planets. Now, you can look up on NASA's website where they talk about some great meteorite blast or shower or something hit these outer planets, right? We know that planets had to have been hit based on the asteroid belt that we have in the solar system today. I say a lot to say that in this movement into this solar system, there was a planet called Maldik that was hit. This Maldik had these beings that we're talking about on it, these reptilian beings. All right? I don't have time to go through the entire story. But the scientists amongst them, the more reasonable amongst them, died during this crash because they were on land. The more disagreeable, unreasonable ones who actually survived were in the waters. Now, naturally, if something hits your planet and you feel like you're being attacked, you're going to actually attack what you think was attacking you. Long story short, they actually return this, what they think is an attack, and Earth gets involved to the point where the ships that they sent at this New Jerusalem that's mentioned in Revelation 21 end up hitting this planet. So you have the Grand Canyon, you have the moon, you have different remnants of this war that was taking place. I say a lot to say that even before this war, there were beings on this planet that they called Tiamat. When you read the Gilgamesh epics, they talk about Earth being Tiamat. They talk about beings that were on this Earth under the waters, not just breathing water, but in actual domes under the water. And these were reptilian beings. Some of them very, very diabolical or disagreeable or not to be interfered with. Others, more benign, right? As religion comes into play, you have the more disagreeable of these beings getting names like Satan and Lucifer, because Satan is an adversary, all right? Lucifer, a light bearer. So they would say that this Lucifer was very intelligent. In fact, he was number three of his order in terms of intelligence. They would talk about Lucifer being one who was very much attached to music, right? There are people in the music industry that relate very much to this reality of Lucifer and their interaction with him. I'm not going there today because they're actual names that I can call, right? But the reality of the situation is that this Lucifer is a seed, all right? And this seed is a reptilian humanoid, which means that if you look and understand biology, you have, they would say that you have three brains, or they could say, it's just really one brain, but they could section it into three parts if they wanted to. And the base of the brain, they refer to as the medulla oblongata, right? And that medulla oblongata is very much related to instincts. So people who only function from this part of the brain, they function off of instinct. They don't function off of reason. It's almost like that commercial with the candy bar, and the person is not acting themselves, and they say, you need a candy bar. And they eat that, and then they get back to their normal selves. Well, that happens to all of us. When you get hungry, you go into a survivalist, self-preservationist mode. But some people live there. And in living there, they become adversarial to those that they encounter because they don't care about who they encounter. And so they do whatever it takes to get whatever they want. And that, if that includes your land, if that includes your resources, if that includes your family, if that includes your wife, if that includes your husband, if that includes your children, they do whatever it takes to get what they want in order to do what they do. That's the devil. White, black, Indian, Chinese, they come in all different races, creeds, etc. All right? Because that seed has been propagated across this planet. All right, so the names that we're calling are different attributes of these various types of being. You have some that are referred to as Luciferians, and you have some who are referred to Satanists. You have some who want your actual your energy, so they won't physically harm you, but they'll put systems in place to drain your energy. And then you have some who round you up and put chains on you and enslave you and do whatever they want to do to you. And this is what we're facing as a people, not understanding that these people exist in flesh and blood.
The other day, while you were here, mm-hmm. we had a caller called saying that there existed a system, a dynasty, a principality on Earth, where Lucifer, the morning star, was in control of that, and that he was the first ruler of this Earth. And of course, there was some kind of destruction, or then they say Jesus saw him fell, right? Mm-hmm. I want to know, how does that play into this narrative?
And then I want to know if that's a mechanism, right? A ploy to explain away the cruelness of the world.
It could right. be. It could be, because if we just make this a character and we don't affix the actual behavior of that character to actual people, then we never can say, oh, that's the devil. Or that is devilish behavior, because we all at some point can have devilish behavior. But what part of your of that behavior rules you determines if you are an actual devil or if you are being influenced by the devil.
So do you believe in a actual being being Lucifer? Like one being, one entity being the devil himself?
Not in that way, because it's a seed. It's a family. It's not a person, right? It's not only a person. Let me say it that way, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the names that they give to, if you wanted to call a person, they say Tarnush. But this word tar means earth, and this word nush speaks to an enoshite, or a forgetful being, a person who is here on earth. But everything they touch, the word tarnush is the word tarnish. Mm-hmm. They tarnish everything they touch. So if they touch religion, they'll tarnish it. If they touch history, they'll tarnish it. If they touch foods, they'll take the seeds out of it and they'll make a GMO. This is the behavior of the of those beings.
Uncle, I want to ask the producer to play Native Women by Ronnie Butler. I know them long time. Them people is mine, but Cecil can call me Lucy. Lucy again. I ain't like that. I ain't like that. But I do remember having a conversation with a group of people, and the person said to me, Green, think about it. If there were a great cataclysm, if there were a great catastrophe, a grand act that destroyed the earth, that killed off the vast majority of people on the planet, then he said, think about it. The people who survived are the roughest, the cruelest. Was it you? The cruelest of the people? And so this idea of, well, there must be a devil making people cruel, right? Put that aside. Just think that you, like them, are the seed, the descendants of all that were left. And all that were left were the ones who could survive. And the ones who could survive were the ones who could find the cruelest parts of themselves to do what needed to be done to survive.
And that is part of the narrative.
We have some callers on the line now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they will challenge you about Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Because if there's a Jesus, if there's a Yeshua, there got to be a Lucifer in the same. There got to be a polar opposite. Mm-hmm. There got to be someone who we plan to chain up and throw down to hell. Mm-hmm. Right? It got to be some kind of judgment. And what you're saying ain't really lining up to my beliefs, and I'm trying to find out what you're trying to say. But let's go to the caller right now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Neary. Good morning, Ms. Green. And good morning, Brother Uncle.
Good morning, brother.
Yeah, I hope all y'all doing good this morning, man.
Same to you, brother.
Ms. Green was talking about something that she was saying something about it. It could be done to, like, hide the character of the devil, to, like, throw attention someplace else, right? Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. But what I wanted to know, I'm glad you mentioned, too, Uncle, the thing about, like, sex or the season and the importance of the astrology as it relates to our lives and things, because I mean, I spoke to them about that before in terms of it could even help us to even choose a proper mate, might cause us to, you know, contemplate like what type of child we might want in terms of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, I glad you're on that route, and I feel as if that is very important, and that's stuff that we should really get a group, we should get into as a people, you know, the kind of way, give us a deep understanding of life. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to know is, like, in the Bible, when did the devil go from, like, world powers to this invisible thing, to this invisible, you know? Because when you read the Bible, right, you see clearly that the greatest, the enemy or the devil was world powers. Like, you know, the thing was that, because that's why Daniel get put in the lion's den, that's why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego get put inside the fiery furnace, because them refusing to do what their slave masters or their oppressor, they were refusing to bow down to their way. You know what I mean? Because in the Bible it says, envy not your oppressor and take part none of his ways, because it is an abomination. Mm-hmm. Right? So, and it goes straight even to Revelation. In Revelation it talks about a seven-headed beast with 10 horns and 10 crowns, right? Mm-hmm. And in Jehovah's Witness will tell you that beast is a symbolic of world powers. Six have passed, and the last one is in our day, which is the Anglo-Saxon unification, which is America and England. That's why I got the 2 horns, because there's 2 nations ruling in unison, right? Mm-hmm. And but they're not teaching us that. You see, because like I say, that is a theme when it comes to the Bible. It shows you where Daniel and them refused to do what their slave master was doing, right? Mm-hmm. And in our time, we live in the same kind of reality, whereas We are the slave people. We are the ones who were like in Egypt for 400 plus years. You understand where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. So we need to be cognizant of who our oppressors are and what are the ways of our forefathers.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and like how Ms. Graham was talking about, like, wanting to throw it off. See, now, so now if we're in a time when we should be focused, right, because, you know, as black people, our situation different from everybody else in the world, right? But if we live in a time when we should be focused on the spiritual wicked, or just like the world powers and what's over us, that's what we're supposed to be conscious of,
mm-hmm.
but we looking around and trying to fight this invisible devil, then, you know, we'll never come to no solution.
You
understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when we talk about this whole devil thing, right, it's a waste of time when we talk about it from a perspective that deals with an individual who live in some kind of hell where we gonna rot for the rest of our life. You know the kind of way? It's about system. Even the Bible talks about the end of the system of things. You understand? So we need to take these kind of conversations onto a higher level, man. You know what I mean?
Right, and that's what we're doing here today. That's what we're doing here today.
Yeah, but see, you're still talking and interviewing.
No, I'm listening right now. I want to talk.
But when you was talking earlier, right, I feel as if you need to, like how the Bible inside Revelation talk about a beast with seven heads and ten horns, right? It's not a literal beast.
Right.
It's symbolic.
Well, Thomas Hobbes speaks about Leviathan, right?
I'm just
trying to make sure we get
a different
perspective, because we're not just quoting Bible. We're not just saying
the
Bible. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, see, I understand you when you say we're not quoting Bible, right?
But
I'm trying to say, brother, is that if in Revelation, right, the beasts and stuff that are described in there are not literal, they are symbolic.
I agree.
So what I'm trying to say is that, so why is it then that all of the other beasts and stuff that were described from times before, why can't they also be symbolic? Why do they have to be literal?
Because beast is making a reference to a type of behavior. Let me answer you. If you go into people's countries and you ravage them, if you drop atomic bombs on them, if you poison their food, if you infiltrate their religions, their education system, and you destroy them because they're not getting the actual knowledge to rule themselves, that is the attitude of a beast.
I agree.
So, but we know ain't no spooky beast walking around doing that.
No, but see, and that's what I'm trying to say now, because
right.
see, but then it'll be symbolized as a beast. Right.
But you know why symbols are used?
But it will be actual people.
Right. But you know why symbols are used, brother?
I didn't hear just now.
You know why symbols are being used?
If I know why symbols
Yeah, I'm
are
asking
being,
you.
I mean, but I can't say exactly well, why I've
been. Let me say this before you hang up. Let me say this before you hang up, right? In each generation, prophecy fulfills itself. And so the name of the person will change. The actual person will change. But the behavior and the symbology of the person is how you will recognize in each generation that person. So
yes,
if you have to give a narrative to a people that have to last over generations, you cannot give specifics, because if that person, if we don't see that specific name, you say, well, that person don't exist. But if we see the symbol or the behavior of that person, we can then say, okay, that we can attribute to this person. That we can attribute to that person.
But like even when you was talking about the devil, right? You wasn't really calling no name. You wasn't giving him no name.
No.
You understand? So what I'm trying to, but the symbology or the way you were.
I could call names, but we ain't doing that today.
But wait a minute. what I'm trying to say is that you weren't bringing it forth in a manner that a person would say, okay, the devil in our time is America and England together.
And you know why
that's a problem for us? And you know why that's a problem for us? Because our leaders, right? Our leaders and all of the police officers and all of the influential officers in government, right? They still swear to one horn. They still swear to England, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our greatest trading partner, our greatest influencer, our greatest whatever is America, the other horn of that head, right? So we, as a people, who are in such connection with this world power and in such submission to them, oblivious to the relationship as being a demonic one, right? You know what I mean? Where people in our country want to go get knighted and all these things to one head of the beast. You understand where I'm from now?
And America, I hear you.
Look at how we look at them. We look at the demon as though they are godlike figures. That's what I'm trying to say to you. So let's identify Satan as being world powers and stop trying to make it seem
one
as
way.
If it,
that's
it,
one,
it is this,
that's
this demon under the earth, you see?
I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
I for that because Cecil swear I it's me. I which you call her. Don't mind this, but
I find that all of yours speaking sci-fi type things. I believe there's a devil. Mm-hmm. I believe Lucifer is the devil. I believe there's a God. I believe there's a Jesus. I believe that Jesus is coming back to judge us. And I hear all y'all talk about America is a part of the horn and a part of the tree stump.
The caller said that.
I said that.
The caller said that.
All y'all crazy. All the phones light up, Uncle. Yeah. All the phones light up, the music playing. Let's take a break and then you can respond to that. The caller, I see you. I see you. And I know you all ain't believe all of that rubbish. Judgment coming. Hell hot. I turn and tell you hell hot and you all talk about these superstitions. Hell hot. We'll be right back. God, Mary him.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Try Jesus, yeah. Not me, yeah. Cause I throw hands, yeah. Try Jesus. Please don't try me, because I fight. Talk to him, Lou.
I know what he said.
Yeah.
About getting flat.
Some of y'all need to try Jesus, because I just throw hands. But let's go straight to the callers, and then we'll have Reverend Cleveland Linus respond to the call and what's happening. Let's go to the callers, make it a little shorter this time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, very short for me. Miss Green.
Yes, sir.
You have a very discerning brain. Give thanks. Uncle.
Yes, brother.
You know, I love Ross Taylor. You know,
yeah, man,
I anyone who disagrees, I mean, I can't disagree with Ross in any which event.
Yeah.
Now, my question is for you. I want you to discuss, you talk about constellations, you know about that. The thing is, with the 13 ecliptic constellations, right?
Mm.
I was trying to find out why is it that we only were given 12. And, you know, the 13th one, Ophiuchus.
Ophiuchus,
you can pronounce it. I really have a problem with the word, really. And so then, just discuss that. Also along with the numerology and how important it is. But I want to know why we were never given the constellations. And I knew that even within these 13 constellations, some of them don't last 1 month. So why are we given this, you get what I'm saying, right, Uncle? When you read up on it.
Yeah.
They don't actually, not all... move around at a 1 month period as they orbit. So I just explain it to me in the numerology, or maybe on another show. Bless up.
Yeah. I just quickly say, right, that all of the names that we call for the days of the week, all of the names that we call for the planets, many of the names that we use in everyday life are names that have been given to us by a Hellenistic, a Greco-Romanized culture. When you begin to investigate who is Moon's Day or Tuesday or Woden's Day or Thor's Day or Saturn's Day, or when they talk about the sun, who they're talking about, or what Mercury means to them or what Venus means to them, you're getting the actual languaging of the Edda, prose Edda, and the actual narrative of a people who wanted to colonize us on every level, all right? And so that speaks to who this Lucifer was, right? Lucifer... He was one of the rarest of the Luciferians. So Luciferians are a group, all right? And he was almost polarized, whereby he cycled between high and low emotional and mental episodes or poles, right? Simply, he was much like those members of humanity that are bipolar, by which he had a serious mental disorder, which did lead to him experiencing psychotic symptoms of both delusions of grandeur and hallucinations. And what this means is that this Balas, which is another name for him, he had two conflicting natures due to certain genetic factors, such as a lack of production of melatonin receptors in his eyes and abnormalities in the structure and or function of certain brain circuits, especially within the medulla oblongata or the reptilian brain, due to his being a part of a mammalian angelic being by way of his father, who was a humanoid reptilian. You're talking about a specific type of people. Now, when you go scripturally with it, if you go to Isaiah chapter 29, right, and you go to verse 9 and 10, it says, "Stay yourselves in wonder, cry out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink." The word for drunken is the word shakar, which is another name for Satan. So we don't want to just come on the radio and call a name and say, "Oh, they are the devil." No, we all have drunk of the wine of the wrath of the fornication of this devil. Revelation chapter 18, verse 3 talks about it. It talks about the kings of the nations. I'll just read it quickly so people could know that it is in the scriptures, right? It talks about the kings of the earth having drunk of this wine. Revelation chapter 18, "For all nations have drunk," shakar, "of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her." That's talking about us. We have begun to live in the image and after the likeness of this beast.
So you're saying Satan and Lucifer is a concept?
It is an attribute of a people that have colonized this earth.
Okay.
Of a group of beings, yes. And they come from different star constellations. This is why when you read the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 32, it talks about Arcturus. It talks about Maseroth, which is the signs of the zodiac. And 52, the reason why we only had 12 was because they did not want us to identify with the 14 original constellations. And when you talk about Ophiuchus, which Rachel Maddow talked about, must see 2012, I still have the clip where she talked about it, right? Ophiuchus is really the actual constellation of Imhotep. And it's talking about the day and time that we're in, whereby we have an opportunity now to review these scriptures like we do here every Tuesday and see exactly what they're saying from the languages.
Let's go to this caller here and make this quick. Producer Pastor called through. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me? Caller going once. Caller going twice. Okay, so go on.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can appreciate your point that perhaps there is not a devil, but are there demons?
There is a devil. I didn't say there isn't. What I'm saying is, let's not get caught up on one individual.
So you're saying there's a different seed.
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 talks about the woman's seed and the devil's seed. You talking about one person? You talking about a generation of people. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to this caller. Producer Patrick caller through. Let me get him through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good day. I'm Uncle Sarah. Good day.
Good day.
CA and your other guests. One of the callers are basically correct. It's symbolic. A lot of stuff in the scriptures are symbolic. I will quote you the original Arabic text for Isaiah, where Lucifer is mentioned once in the Bible, the word Lucifer, once. It's mentioned by Hel El Ben Shakar Matata La Oelis Al Kohim. That is Arabic, Hebrew, with the language that Jesus spoke. There is no mention in that of Lucifer. That is the original text. However, the Lucifer was placed in there when the word was that scripture was translated into Latin and Greek. The word Lucifer means illuminated one, which was referred to the planet Venus that rises and falls every morning and goes into the abyss in the afternoon. It was given a negative connotation in the book of Enoch when the Lucifer was likened to the fallen one, the leader of the fallen one, and the other angels were called demons in the book of Enoch. So the word Lucifer does not truly mean a devil. It means the planet Venus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, G.
So that's definitely one of the explanations that are given. Yeah.
Absolutely. Producer, ready that song. Ready that song for me. as we go to the break, two texts here that I thought are definitely worth reading. First one, good morning, hosts and guests. Explain for the public sex out of season, hence though my understanding of it would seem to be when a woman is menstruating. So I think they said that they thought when you talk about sex out of season, it's menstruating, but you can't conceive during menstruation, no, no. So that wouldn't be the wrong period to have sex. Right. And
so maybe that could be the next show, whenever we do have the next show. We need to talk about natural sexual union, mm-hmm. and that'll give us a clear understanding of what that means.
Absolutely. And then another two texts. I say this all the time. Bahamians often say, quote, my spirit didn't take to that person, close mm-hmm. quotes. Or you may find yourself in a situation where you just meet someone and that mm-hmm. individual is putting roadblock after roadblock in front of you.
That's right.
It's because it is a spirit. The spirit mm-hmm. does recognize you, and the spirit is in opposition to you. Jesus was a person, but he's one with the Holy Spirit, and he can inhabit your soul. Mm-hmm. So why can't the devil also be a person and be mm-hmm. one with the like spirit and inhabit souls? Question mm-hmm. mark. His goal is to stop your work mission. When I meet people who go out of their way to inexplicably stop my good work, I know who they are, irrespective mm-hmm. of the skin they wear. Oh, Nuri, producer, go on. Play the song, we all the time. Play the song, producer. I mean, you know, just let it play. Last text, all of us can be influenced. We have the old man spirit. Think of it. Satan tried to influence Jesus. He thought he could buy Jesus, and if Jesus did the work Satan wanted him to do, he promised him everything his eyes could see.
Yes, yes.
Producer, I meant play the one Native woman. I know these people a long time. Yeah. These people is mine. You know, everything will be cool once you stay in line. I just say, NCA, you people is mine.
Try Jesus.
I know you're a long time.